Even with today's instant communication through emails, texts, and blogs, the last request we get when traveling is still, "Send me a postcard." Today, author and critic Stephen Heller shares his thoughts on the importance of postcards.
When people get things in the mail, since we have a culture of junk mail, I, for one, whenever I get a postcard, I think this postcard was printed in 500, 1,000, 2,000 copies. Why should I bother looking at it? A postcard is a simple means of communication, first and foremost. A postcard is usually something that's 5x7. It's two-sided. It's usually heavier than regular bond paper, and it often has a picture on the front and a place on the back for writing. The postcard has a very cherished place in our culture. You go to any flea market and you'll see boxes and boxes and boxes of postcards. The people who collect postcards, who do it fanatically, they're preserving a particular part of history that they're interested in. Sometimes postcards were used in a political way, conveying a kind of ideal message, as well as the counter to that. In terms of the propaganda or marketing of a country, what's the most cost-effective way of getting a message out? Sometimes the message is best gotten out through little small things that infiltrate your mind in a surreptitious way. And sometimes it's better to have the large postcard, which is almost like a poster. Anything you want to communicate can be communicated easily by a postcard.
I'll send you a postcard, I promise that all right. I'll send you a postcard, all right.
My parents used to travel a lot, and still do in their 90s, and I'd be left alone. They would send back postcards. So if I didn't get a postcard a day, I would be very upset, until later when I became a teenager and it didn't matter anymore. When I was a little kid and left alone, the postcard was my lifeline to them, and the fact that they didn't forget me. And my mother still sends postcards from wherever they go, but a postcard doesn't necessarily substitute for a personal message. The generic postcard is something that conveys information that is prepared for you, so it's probably more interesting to see personal photography over email or on Flickr or something, because you know exactly where they've been, instead of somebody else had been there before you, took the picture, and now you can use it. With the new technology, with blogging or just emailing, and being able to take instantaneous photographs that you can upload and download, this may set the postcard industry back. On the other hand, novelty industries always find ways to create new novelties. So whether it's the postcard we know and love, our grandmother's postcard, or it's a new kind of postcard, an electronic postcard, a digital postcard, there'll be postcards, or at least something we call a postcard.